And welcome to the Rural Solutions Technology Update Show. Paul Ramo here in the studio along with Teresa Whitty, and we're waiting for John to come
in. He is late. Now I'm calling him out.
And John's on his way, though.
He's on his way. He'll walk in at some point.
Okay. All right. That's good. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. Well, all we got to pump this out, I guess. So you've got a busy schedule today.
Yeah. So, what are we going to talk about this morning or this afternoon, rather?
Well, we've got a question here from a listener wants to know about keeping emails from going into a spam folder. They ask, is there anything the sender can do to avoid this? Well, really, this is on the end of the receiver to make sure that their messages get through.
Oh.
And what you need to do is whitelist the email address. So if you know that you need to get an email from this person, you can go in to your rules and create a rule that will allow that email to come through.
Okay, so let's be clear here. Let's say I'm sending you, this is the question's about, sending you an email.
And it's going to the spam folder.
And we've always been emailing back and forth for years.
Yep.
Always gone in our inbox, and all of a sudden my email that I'm sending you is going into your spam folder.
Right, and that could be for a lot of reasons. Maybe your email that you're sending from got hacked, and so it got blacklisted. And so you need to take care of things to get your email unblacklisted also, but that's not necessarily what happened.
Okay.
But if I want to receive your emails all the time, I just need to whitelist it.
Okay, so let's talk about what do you mean by whitelist it again?
It's in options, and I can't give you the specific way to get there because it's different for every email program that you use. But you just need to go to settings and go into options and advanced options probably. And just search through a place and they'll be, whitelist. So let's say you have
It'll
Gmail.
Actually say
you
could whitelist?
Say, yeah.
Okay.
You can look at Gmail and say, how do I whitelist something in Gmail? I would Google that. Or how do I whitelist something in Outlook?
What's whitelist mean? What's that mean?
Well, it means, I guess it's the good guys,
Okay.
I don't know.
So you just find that whitelist box and make, just
and
check
type it in the address there.
Oh, type in
the email address that you want to get those emails in your inbox.
Okay.
So, that happens a lot with, let's say a business. We'll just take HP, for example. HP sends out a lot of junk mail, right?
Okay.
But so your spam might identify that as junk mail and send all of HP's emails to your junk mail.
Okay.
But when you buy something from HP, you want to get that email. And so you might have to go in and allow HP through.
Okay.
That's just an example.
Yeah, right.
But
okay. Well, we hope we answered that question.
Yeah.
I think we did.
Yeah. And you kind of had the opposite question, didn't you, Paul?
Well, this is happening to me and my wife. We both have Hotmail as email. And lately, we're getting a lot of our spam or junk emails into our regular inbox.
You're not the only one who has complained about that this last week.
What is going on?
I don't know, but what you want to understand is that Hotmail is a free service, right? You 100% free right now.
Yep.
And so they can kind of do whatever they want, really.
Oh.
They have no...
Right.
They have nothing that says they have to provide a certain kind of service for you. So, first of all, the longer you have an email address, the more spam you're going to get. That's just the nature of things.
Well, I don't plan on changing my email address, so...
Right. Then what you would want to do is blacklist those senders.
Oh.
Okay. So now we're talking the opposite of whitelisting. We're blocking them. We're going to block those senders.
Oh.
And it's time consuming because you get them from all different addresses.
Right.
So what you can do is click on that you can right click on that email, and then there'll be a menu that comes up and you can say block sender or always block sender or whatever. And you just have to keep doing that. That's really the only way around it with Hotmail.
Yeah, it's very annoying. My wife and I were both it happened to us at the same time. We both looked at her.
Well, that's interesting because, like I said, I heard two other people this week complained about that.
Right. Another question. We're answering questions today. How about that?
Yeah, that's good.
You're doing a great job by answering them, by the way. On my Gmail account, I have two emails, Gmail and a Hotmail. In my Gmail account, it says that I'm running out of space and I need to purchase more space.
And then you also said your Hotmail account.
My Hotmail just started doing that too.
Yeah, I have heard that also this week. So apparently Gmail and Hotmail have decided they need to make money from a different, I don't know where they make their money, how they make their money. By providing free emails. Yep. But if they can charge you for storage, you know, imagine everybody who has an email address is going to pay $10 a month for storage.
Yep.
Or $2 a month for storage.
Wow.
Whatever it is. Maybe you're going to pay $20 one time. Imagine how much money that would be.
Right. Well, here's what I've done. I refused to buy that. And I hardly ever use my Gmail account. So I let that go, and it says, as time went on, you are out of storage. You need to purchase more storage in order to send and receive your emails. Well, I just let that go. But guess what? It says I'm 100% out of storage, but my Gmails are still going.
You're still able to send?
Yeah, I'm still able to send.
That's so good.
But it'd be interesting on my Hotmail side to see how that works out.
Yeah.
Things change. I don't like change, Teresa.
No. And everybody wants their piece of the pie.
Yeah.
You know. So.
So your advice on that is what?
Yeah. Delete. Yeah. And you can delete in sections. That's just what I had one person do. I showed them how to sort their emails. Usually, you get your emails in chronological order, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
According to date, with the most recent on top. Well, if you look on top, it says date, who it's from, and what the subject is or whatever. And you can, if you click on those menu items across the top, you can sort in different ways. So you can sort by who it's from. Okay? If you click that button, it'll group all of your HP messages together. I'm just picking on HP today, no reason. So it'll get all those emails in the same location.
Okay,
and then
gotcha.
You can click the top one, and then you can hold down your control button or your shift button. I can't remember which it is. And click the bottom one, and it'll highlight the whole thing, and you can delete it in one.
Oh, yeah. I've done that before.
One time instead of deleting each one, you know, separately.
Okay.
And then if you want to put it back to, you know, date, then you go up by the date, and you click on date again.
Okay.
And then it'll sort it.
I think I'll try that. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's kind of where we're at right now. And again, they're free services, so there's not a lot you can do about it.
Any other issues people are bringing into the store that you can think of?
Oh, God. Let's see. That has been a couple of.
You just got back from vacation, so.
We did.
How was Florida?
It was so wonderful. We came back to not being able to get to our house. John had to walk a quarter mile to get to our house to blow the snow so we could get home. should have stayed longer.
You should have stayed in Florida, let it melt.
And with this week being cold, too, I don't know. When is spring going to come?
Maybe next week. All right, Teresa. Well,
next week. We're going to talk about backups. We're going to talk about offsite backups and what we can provide with that. So listen in for that, or if your ears are peaked already, give us a call about that. And if you need any help with your emails, you give us a call at 320-698-4747, or you can email us at support@ruralsolutions.com, or stop in and see us. We're right on Main Street, Madison.
All right.
And it looks like John missed the boat.
He's late. He'll be here next week.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah, he'll be here next week, right?
Have a good week, Paul.
Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot, Teresa.
Thanks.